Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
12 o'clock here on a Wednesday. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. Hey, Hawks fans, you can join 92.9 The Game at the Atlanta Hawks draft party, State Farm Arena, tomorrow night. Starts at 7 o'clock. Me, Mike Conti, Deshaun Tate, going to be broadcasting live from 7 to 10. Space is limited, so get your tickets now. For event info and tickets, go over to 929thegame.com/events. Coming up in 20 minutes, we will talk some NBA draft and some Hawks with Chris Vivlamore from the AJC. He's been covering the last couple weeks very thoroughly with what the Hawks are doing in their draft prep, talking to Lloyd Pierce, talking to Travis Schlenk, getting us set for tomorrow. He had a great behind-the-scenes article about everything that's going into the decision that they're making tomorrow on draft day. So we'll pick Chris Vivlamore's brain coming up in about 20 minutes. Before we do that, though, let's get to the most important audio in the world.
A 3-2 pitch is launched towards center. Legarra's back toward the Braves bullpen. He's gone as far as he can. The Braves have gone back to back.
Well, that was the good part at the end when Josh Donaldson and Freddie Freeman went back to back in the ninth inning. The Braves were down 10-0 at that point,
yeah.
Unfortunately. But, you know, they cracked into the lead a little bit. That was a little bit too tall of a mountain to climb for the Braves.
I'm so curious if, like, some Braves fan got excited. Here we go.
Here we go again. 10-0's not too much for these guys. No, I mean, they've been scoring a lot of runs in the last three innings.
Yeah.
But not last night. Being down 10-0's too tough. And Jacob DeGrom was too good yesterday. He goes 8 1/3 innings. He looked like the Cy Young Award winner from last season. And that's all fine and good. That's going to happen to you from time to time. You're going to come up against a great pitcher and get shut down. You got to give DeGrom a little even extra credit because of how hot the Braves offense had been. You got to think that maybe got him fired up to prove what he can do against an offense like that. The frustrating part is that Julio Teheran went out and had his worst start in a couple months.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, coming into this season, he was always a guy that, for some reason, we always tried to get him out of here. Yeah, I'll put Julio Teheran in something. And he's come around. And he's been one of those guys where he's no more than five. He'll get you five, you know. And as long as he doesn't give up that big shot early or give up something crazy, because, you know, for some reason, when he gives up a home run or something early, it's just downhill. But he was able to prevent that. And also, I didn't get a chance to reverse jinx him. So that's probably the biggest reason.
Well, that's what happened. Yeah, we weren't on the air yesterday. You didn't get a chance to reverse jinx him. And he had gone like 38 innings and given up 4 earned runs.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday he went 4 innings and gave up 6 earned runs. So, I mean, it's pretty obvious what happened with Julio Teheran yesterday. Now, you mentioned the idea of people wanting to trade him.
Yeah.
He was all, well, I'll trade Julio and Ender and Camargo and, you know, all the guys we don't care that much about. And,
right.
Yeah, we'll get back this big haul. Well, no. Unfortunately, you have to trade people. But Julio Teheran's got more value now, doesn't he? In the last couple months after he helped.
That is a great question. And can you get more – can you put him in a package right now? Because he's a capable starting pitcher, all right? He's not a one or two.
He's your fourth.
He's your fourth guy. And if somebody needs some depth or something like that, I mean, possibly, but still, I don't – because I think I'll tell you this, Andy. I'm going to his next start to give you that answer.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're going to reverse
jinx
this time, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
If he looks like garbage, then we'll go from there.
There was a suggestion on Twitter. Let me give the credit where credit is due. Chris Belcher.
Yeah, Crispy Wildin', man.
Says we need to do a segment. You know how John Chuckery has What's Buggin' Chuckery?
Yeah.
One of the best segments we have on the radio station.
All right.
We need to have a Randy McMichael. Now, that's garbage. Or garbage.
Garbage.
That's garbage. Basically, where you decide every single day something's garbage, and then you tell us about it.
Yeah, you know I'm shy, Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm shy.
You're shy. Yeah,
yeah,
it'd be
I'm
hard.
A little shy.
You wouldn't be able to come up with something every day that you think is garbage, too. There's only 50 things every single day we get here, and you're fired up about.
I guess, get fired up. I just get annoyed. I get annoyed.
Randy's rants.
Yeah, I get annoyed.
A little annoyed time to time. Today, one of the things was Wendy's dating life.
And I love me some Wendy, but it wasn't, I don't get annoyed. I'm not annoyed with Wendy. I don't want that to come up because I'm not annoyed with Wendy. I just don't want to hear about your boyfriend. So I'm sorry, she doesn't have a boyfriend. I don't want to hear about your date. That's why.
Ranty Randy.
Yes, I just want to hear about it. I got love for you and everything, but I've been there with you for 3 years, been giving you advice, and you're just hard-headed because you don't understand that these young boys don't know how to court a woman. They don't.
It's not her fault.
I know it's not her fault.
So what's she supposed to do? Get a time machine?
I told her where she needs to start going to meet dudes.
Church?
Yeah. Get your church boy.
That's come into America advice right there.
Go get your church boy. All right? Don't get no dude at the gym. Go get your church boy. Go get your church boy. Yeah.
She says she tried that. She goes to church.
Which church you go to then? Okay.
I guess she's going to the wrong church. I don't know.
Might be.
But this is why your advice is helpful.
Indeed.
All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'll take it upon myself.
Okay. So let's talk about you switching the hats here, moving over to the correct hat. You are a Braves fan, but you are wearing a Mets hat. Why?
So I like to try and catch baseballs. So when the opposing team is taking batting practice, I'll wear their hat so that they'll throw me balls.
So that's last night on the Braves broadcast.
I actually saw this when it happened.
That's smart. That's just a smart tactic from a young kid.
Hey, that was a great tactic by him. It's just funny because you'll see, like, you go to these different sporting events and everything, and you'll see kids like 19, like the home team that have the visiting team's jersey on. You're like everybody. I never forget one of my good buddies. He had a little league team. Went out to support him one time, and like all the kids had on. Seahawks clothes, Seahawks hats and clothes. I was like, oh, y'all from Seattle? No, we're from here. We're from Alpharetta. I was like, oh. No, he just likes Seattle. I was like, how? Because they won the Super Bowl, and so he started like, so he's a Seahawks fan.
That's
like,
weird.
Like, there's so many, like, kids that do
I mean,
that
I
all
get
the time.
It. I, know,
I get it. But, yeah, that was awesome.
It's much more popular these days to do that. I think kids these days are more into the individual athletes than the teams. I don't know why. Maybe that's how things are marketed. I'm not really sure. But, that was just brilliant, brilliant by that kid last night. And he wasn't lying either. When Kelsey Wingert went over and interviewed him, she brought him a Braves hat and said, look, wear a Braves hat. But in his bag, he had his Mets hat, and then he had his Little League hat, too, so he could switch and be able to – because he's right, though. If you're in the outfield and the Mets are taking batting practice and you want to be able to get a baseball, it's a lot more easy to yell at Michael Conforto, hey, Michael, I'm a Mets fan, and then he throws you a ball, as opposed to if you have a Braves hat on, he's going to be a little bit more willing to give you that baseball.
Why would you not be willing to give a kid a baseball?
Well, just a little bit more willing.
Oh, because
if he's in a pack of kids.
He's a kid.
And they all got Braves hats on, but you got a Mets hat on, and you make it believable that you're a Michael Conforto fan.
Okay.
Then you're going to get that baseball.
That makes sense.
You ever get a ball at a game as a kid?
No. We couldn't. Well, no, we couldn't afford to go to baseball games.
We would go sometimes.
Yeah, we went one time. I think granddad took it a long time when it was Atlanta Fulton County Stadium.
Yeah.
He took us there once. I think once. Yeah.
The bullpen pitching coach, that's a thing, right? You got the bullpen coach. The bullpen coach threw me a ball one time when I was a kid. It was great. Matt Sinatro is his name. I'll always remember Matt Sinatro for throwing me that ball. It was a big moment for me.
That's good, man. I mean, and it's a big deal, too.
I was
kids.
So pumped.
That's so awesome.
I was like 9.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Oh,
that's so great to watch
amazing.
Kids' faces when they throw them the ball and everything. Yeah, I love that.
For me, personally, I find it easier to find the no's than the yeses. There's no way I can coach that guy. Or there's no way he's an NBA player. Or there's no way. So being able to deduce some of that information just by having them in our gym is really valuable, because when the pick comes up, it's not an emotional decision. It's a very well-educated and well-versed decision.
I really like that from Lloyd Pierce. I think that kind of encapsulates who he is. It's harder for me to find the no's than the yeses, because I'm a guy who can coach. Like, I'm going to be able to coach basketball players and make them into the type of player that I want them to be.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the way that you have to be able to think, right, as a head coach in the NBA. Like, all right, that guy's got talent. I can get this out of him. I can get that out of him. And I might want this guy more than I want that guy.
Right.
But if you bring me that player, yeah, I can make that work.
That's the interesting thing about the whole Cam Reddish thing, because we know he has all the talent in the world. But, you know, some people, our guy Deshaun, me and him have been talking about Cam Reddish. And the one thing about Cam is, he ain't like he's not like a self-motivated kid. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to bring it out of him. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, why do I want a guy like that? Even as talented as he is. But then he was like, well, maybe Lloyd Pierce can get around. He's like, well, Coach K can get out of him. So, but still, at the same time, the kid is, as far as athletic wise, he's one of the best athletes in his draft. It's just that mentality right there. Is that something that Lloyd Pierce can get a consistent fire from this kid?
Yeah, and that's an unknown. I mean, that's every draft and every player in drafts come along with some risk.
Yeah.
There's
of
some
course,
level of risk with every single player.
Yeah.
That's one that's really tough, though. Like, especially somebody who has the talent
yeah.
to be able to say, all right, I know that they're going to have the talent. And a lot of times, well, usually, if you have that mentality of, hey, I don't want to work like this, I'm not gonna put in the effort, you don't get to the level where Cam Reddish is if you don't have the crazy
right.
athletic talent. But that's such a gamble. But again, Lloyd Pierce is never going to say, nah, I can't get it out of him.
Yeah.
Because he believes in his ability to motivate.
Exactly.
You have to be a great motivator to be a head coach, I think.
I would think so.
In order to be a good head coach, you have to be able to find ways to motivate these guys.
Yeah.
But that also is tough because if you're going to bank it on his thumbs up or thumbs down on a player, and it's coming down to him thinking he can motivate him or not, Lloyd Pierce is always going to say, yeah, I could do it.
Oh,
I could get him.
Andy, I honestly don't think there's a coach that would say, no, I can't coach this guy. I mean, I'm sure there has been, but I'm just saying, like, a guy like – but that could be – and what I'm saying is it wouldn't be because of the talent. It might be something else. He's a knucklehead. He's this – you know what I'm saying? Like, I can't coach that because so-and-so might have it. But if he's talented and he has a flaw like, oh, man, he might want to play tonight, he might not want to play tonight. As a coach, you're saying to yourself, I can get out of him. That's why quarterbacks get all the chances in the world when they're first rounders. They're like, oh, he's a first round pick. I can work with him. I can fix him. That's what it is.
And that's every coach thinks they can fix him.
Yes.
I can fix him. And that's fine. Sometimes they can, sometimes they can't. I wonder, in your experience, though, you played with guys that physically had it,
mm-hmm.
could have been great,
mm-hmm.
and maybe didn't have the right attitude, the right mental approach.
Oh, dang.
Do you remember a guy who was like that
yes.
and then got into a situation and changed?
No.
Because that's a hard one.
But here's the thing. They change, Andy, for like a spurt.
Briefly.
Yes.
Right.
And then went back to what
when everybody's
back
worked
yeah.
with people like that,
yeah.
right? Where it's like, all right, man, like if we're going to do this, you're going to have to really step up. And then they're all about it for a minute. And then, you know, you go back to the same way yep. that you've been. It's like, all right, well, I mean, thanks for trying hard for 2 weeks.
You know, it's a lot like that. Rashee Hageman's like that.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll yeah. show spurt. Dan can, I can coach it out of him. And Dan can get some bam, 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 bam. Oh, look at Rashee.
Right.
You know, you can have those moments.
You have to keep coming up with different ways to motivate the guy.
Of course.
But that's hard, though.
Like, especially when you're talking about one guy.
Right, when you got 53 people yeah. to worry about. You every single day, it's like, all right, how am I going to light the fire under him today? Maybe just show up and work hard for once. Yeah, but that is obviously the Cam Reddish worry. Whether or not the Hawks are there at 8 to draft him, whether he's there at 8 if they stay at 8, or whether or not they trade up. We'll talk to Chris Vivlamore from the AJC about all of that coming up in about 10 minutes.
If you take the core group of players we have today, I think what generally the focus has been more of the same. More kids that could dribble, pass, and shoot. Getting good athletes and getting kids that are determined to get better.
Well, that's Tony Ressler, the owner of the Atlanta Hawks, from this morning on with John and Hugh, talking about what, you know, the team is looking for in the draft. Guys that are, look, and I know that some of that was, yeah, I would like guys that could dribble, pass, and shoot too, and athletic. That's obviously what you're going for. But he hit on, at the end, what we were just talking about there, Randy, the desire to get better. The want to get better.
That won't, like my boy, like Tripp said, that want to.
I want to.
Yeah.
Got to have some dog in you.
Yes, sir.
That's what you want.
But
the CT grade, like the Falcons call it.
But
competitive toughness, I believe.
Because sometimes, Andy, you can't, and I say this all the time, you can't really coach the dog into somebody.
I don't think you can.
You can bring it out of them.
I don't think you can.
I think you can bring it out of them.
Oh, yeah, you can bring it out.
But you can't put it in them. I mean, it's either in there and it ain't.
Exactly
yeah.
right. Exactly right. I don't have anything to add to that. That's great.
Enjoy this moment and have fun with it.
Yeah! I love it.
Yeah, that's Kawhi Leonard.
I love that.
With the ultimate self-deprecating move right there at the Raptors championship parade, which, by the way, looked fantastic.
Yeah,
until people
damn fool
shot and stabbed.
You just can't have a good time.
Yeah, that wasn't good. Yeah, we can't have nice things.
Can't have nice
but
things.
Until that happened, it looked like
it looked
a
like
great
it
time.
Awesome. It did, man. And I was like so surprised. I'm happy for Kawhi because ever since that media day and that laugh
when this happened.
Uh-huh.
Oh no, that was pre-draft.
That was a pre-draft.
That was back when he was coming yeah. into the NBA. The media day earlier this year was when this happened.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and for him,
still gets
you know,
me.
Because it's been all over the place, and I'm sure I know that he's been hearing it, And I think a lot of people thought, because how we clowned him with it, that he was like, oh, we'll never get nothing out of him again.
Yeah.
And for him to show that kind of, you know, that kind of personality, I guess.
Yeah.
Maybe he likes the fact that we don't know nothing about him. Absolutely. He likes to have fun. They've had plenty of video of him, like, being one to, you know, just stuff that we wouldn't see.
Yeah, since they won the championship, he's let down the guard a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. But you're right. Yeah, I mean, that's part of his weaponry, is you're not going to get close to him. You're not going to know that much about him. He's got this air of intrigue about him and mystery. And that's one of the things that makes him fun. Like, he might be a robot. There's conversation about whether Kawhi Leonard is actually programmed and has to download a new iOS every 15 days like your iPhone. Like, that's a funny thing to be talking about with a basketball player versus the rest of these guys. It's the polar opposite of the rest of these guys that tell us everything about
themselves.
Like, every athlete right now is doing stuff on social media and Snapchatting and Instagram and all this stuff where you know probably too much about their lives. You don't know anything about Kawhi Leonard.
Nope.
Nothing.
Somebody told me he got an old lady and some kids that live with him. I'm like, really? Huh. Did not know that.
Is that true?
That's what somebody said. It's like, y'all don't know nothing about Kawhi. I bet you didn't know that he got a lady and two kids. I didn't know that.
Hey, this hour is brought to you by Right From The Heart and rightfromtheheart.org. Coming up next, we'll get to Chris Vivlamore from the AJC. He's been covering the Atlanta Hawks very closely over the last couple of weeks. A couple great articles as well detailing the process leading up to the draft. We'll talk to him about the draft right after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy. We'll get back into the trending topics of the day at the top of the 1 o'clock hour. A lot going on today. Getting you ready for some Braves baseball tonight. Chance to go 8-2 on the homestand. Max Fried on the mound. And the Atlanta Hawks getting set for the NBA draft tomorrow night. Like Tony said, we've got you covered from State Farm Arena. Mike Conti, myself, and Deshaun Tate live from 7 to 10 tomorrow night. Joining us to help us dive a little deeper into some Atlanta Hawks draft coverage here is Chris Vivlamore from the AJC, joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Chris, how are you today?
I'm terrific. I'm actually at the Hawks practice facility waiting to go in, and the skies have opened up.
Oh, have they?
Well, it's hopefully they don't reach down here at midtown, Chris, because there's about to be a hole in the middle of Peachtree down here.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Hey, so
sorry, how are you guys?
We're doing great. What's going on up there today? I know that they've had all kinds of different players in, worked them out, interviewed them, getting ready for a team that has 6 draft picks tomorrow night. We'll talk about all those 6 draft picks and some of what they may do to make some moves in just a minute. But what's it like up there? You said it's the storm before the calm in the article that you wrote the other day.
Yeah, I mean, they're in meetings now. I think most of all the workouts are done. All the kind of visits are done. All the due diligence has been done. You know, they've ranked up to 100 players on their draft board. Travis Link, I am sure, is still getting phone calls, you know, about possibly moving up, moving back. You know, what do you want to do with this pick? And so it's quite a bit. Once the draft comes, you can actually pick players. That's the easy part at this point, but it's all the preparation that they're in the middle of getting ready for.
Hey, Chris, do you think that, and this is going to be complete speculation on your part, but do you think that Travis Link is taking more phone calls or making more phone calls before tomorrow night?
No, I think he's taken them at this point just because of all the assets he has with six picks. I think teams are kind of getting to a point where they know who they want to target and what it might take to get there. And you know, with a move like an Anthony Davis, and now, you know, the Lakers are openly saying they're going to buy second round picks. And you know, last minute, hey, what will you give me to move up? You know, to get a player you might like. Making phone calls because he has the same concern. So I know he's on the phone a lot, you know, maybe a little bit more taken at this point. Mm.
Chris, we were talking earlier about, you know, the Knicks just turned down the Hawks' offers reportedly for 8-10 to go up to 3. Why would New Orleans move out of the 4th pick for 8-10? I mean, they could still get one of the better players in this draft to add with Zion and what they have down there in New Orleans.
Yeah, see, I don't think I mean, they certainly could, I guess, if you got one, and it depends on what else you could get back. But if I got 1-4, I'm keeping that,
right,
especially when you've got to replace Anthony Davis. And, yeah, they got some pieces, but, you know, a lot of that trade was future draft picks. So you got three guys coming in. If you got a chance to add somebody else of a Jarrett Culver, DeAndre Hunter, something like that, with and pair him with Zion, I would think they want to do that. So it's got to be a pretty sweet deal, and I don't even know if 8-10 gets you to 4. Mm-hmm. We know it doesn't get you to 3.
Right.
So it'd have to be a pretty sweet deal.
Chris Vivlamore joining us here, talking some Atlanta Hawks draft. He's been covering the team very closely the last couple weeks. You can follow Chris on Twitter at CVivlamoreAJC. When it's all said and done tomorrow night, Chris, how many draft picks do you think the Hawks actually make?
See, I think maybe they make 3 or 4. I guess that's based on if they're able to package 2 in the first round and move, or if they're able to package 2 in the second round and move. They definitely don't make all 6. I wouldn't be surprised if you get to the point where you're starting to sell some of those lesser second-round mm-hmm. picks. But I know there's all the speculation that they want to move up and package, but every indication I've gotten from talking at least to Travis Schlenk is I think you want 3 stabs at it in the first round. If you've got 8, 10, and 17, look what they did with 19 the last 2 years. You've got 2 starters at it with 19. I'm thinking you're taking 3 stabs at it with the first round. So unless there's a chance you can get like one of those just below, the widely considered everybody's taken in the top 3. Unless there's a guy you really like that you want to give up, 8, 10, and maybe 17 to get, fine. But I asked him directly, are you more concerned about packaging the first rounders or the second rounders? And he flat out said the second rounders. Mm-hmm. And the way he talks about this draft being, has some depth to it, and, beauty being in the eye of the holder between one guy might, be considered 10 on somebody's board and 20 on another, I just think you want to take the 3 stabs at it and then take it from there.
Chris, I mean, and we just said just a few questions ago, I find it hard to believe that they're going to be able to trade up and get that 4 or 5 or whatever. If they are, what does that symbolize for the Hawks? Is it like, okay, we're ready to go right now? I mean, we got this young core. We got our 2 young players we're building around. We got this kid. What is our goal this year? Is it playoffs? Is it, I know you want the record to be better, but is it like playoff? Or...
Yeah, see, that's where I think this team is anyway. Mm. I think you have to replace Torian Prince, and I don't know if Alan Crabb does that or not. But if you could add another young piece that's more ready than not, more Trae Young or Kevin Herter than Omari Spellman, mm-hmm. if you can get that person, you tell me they can't go from 29 wins to 34, 35, 36, and that gets you in the playoffs mm-hmm. these days. You can get in under, you can get that 8 seed with under a 500 record. They've done it before, and they could do it in this East now, especially with what's kind of going on with the Celtics and teams like that. So I kind of think they're on the verge. I think they may be what we saw in the Braves last year where they surprise you that they make a bigger step forward than you think. Just because I think there are some pieces there, number one, if you can add one more or two, and then don't forget, they've got money to spend in free agency. They may not make the big, huge splash yet because they don't think they're there, but they certainly can go get somebody.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. Is there anything you think that we can learn as we project ahead and look ahead towards free agency in a couple weeks from what they do in the draft tomorrow night? Can they give us some sort of indication as to what their approach to free agency will be like based on what they do tomorrow night with all of their first round picks?
Maybe a little, maybe if they don't pick a center, then they've got to go get a center. But they keep saying their best player available. They keep saying if a point guard is next, the best guy there, they'll take him even though they have Trae Young. I think it's kind of backwards. The NBA does it where you have free agency.
Me too.
After the draft. But that's the world they're living in. But that would be the only position where, or if they do make a reach on the best player available and that leaves them a hole at wing, which they certainly still have now. But what I think they'll fill in the draft, then you think they might need to go get one of those in free agency. But definitely, if they don't get a center either, you got to look that way in free agency.
Chris, as the roster is currently constructed, we'll know more by Friday how it's going to go into training camp or whatever, or free agency, I should say. Is a backup to Trae Young on this roster? You think they need to go out and find a veteran?
No, they got to find somebody because really, unless you want Jalen Adams, their two-way player there, or give the ball to DeAndre Bembry. to bring up. No, I think they need a backup point guard, and I think again the best person would be kind of a veteran, been around a little bit, knows that it's Trae Young's team and his ball most of the time, but can accept that role as being second guy in the court. Again, like I said, unless Travis Link has mentioned this too. Look at the end of the Toronto Raptors winning the NBA championship. They had two point guards mm-hmm. on the court at the same time. So, they could still go in that direction, but I don't think the backup point guard is on this roster right now.
Chris Vivlamore joining us here from the AJC, getting ready for the Hawks draft tomorrow. Final question for me here, Chris. What do you think is the most likely scenario tomorrow night with the Hawks? When it's all said and done and we're breaking down everything that they did on Friday morning, what do you think tomorrow night's going to look like?
You're going to make me look foolish, right?
We're all going to make
take Chris.
Yeah. What's the hottest take you got, Chris?
I think they take 8 and 10. I think they move out of 17 and maybe take one second rounder because they've packaged all those to a team like, there are three teams that have no picks, the Rockets, the Clippers, I think, and the Nuggets. So I think there's some kind of deal there, but this my gut tells me they probably take 8 and 10 and maybe take at 35 or one of those second rounders. And then either, like I said, get rid of the rest either by selling, trading or there could be a draft and stash guy in the second round that they just, but if you've got an active team that wants to buy the pick and the Lakers, and maybe a deal with them. But having said that, I'll be totally wrong now, but that's my gut.
You said it on the radio, Chris. So if it doesn't come true, people are coming after you on Twitter.
Play it back.
Hey, thanks so much. All right. Thanks so much for the time today, Chris. We appreciate it, man. Great work the last couple weeks covering everything that's going on.
Thanks, Chris.
My pleasure, guys. Thanks. Anytime.
Take care, brother.
Chris Vivlamore there from the AJC. I'll tweet out a couple of the different articles that he's written the last couple of weeks, but a lot of really in-depth stuff up there at the training facility, talking to these guys, getting ready for tomorrow night.
Yeah, I mean, and again, me and Andy will be up at the training center on Monday, mm-hmm. 10 to 2. But this is because they're in a strange spot, Andy, because you got that 8 and 10, and if this was like NFL, hell yeah, mm-hmm. this packaging to go. But like basketball, NBA is just so different. And when you look how bad these teams are, we were talking earlier in the show, having fun with the whole Cleveland Cavaliers thing. Like, why would Cleveland want to give up that 5 slot?
Right.
I mean, why not try and get the best player available unless you feel like the player that you want is available to 8? But I mean, I just don't see how it's going to happen.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we were disappointed when the Hawks got 8 and 10 in the lottery, right? Because 8 and 10 aren't, unfortunately, worth all that much. Yeah. I mean, you've got Travis Link, who's going to be able to evaluate the draft and be able to get the best talent possible, ideally. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it's not the same as the NFL draft, and we keep saying that. Like, having those two assets is fine. But you're not going to be able to move up that far, I don't think. And that's why the Knicks rumor was so weird when it came out. That's why, look, even with the Pelicans having the number one pick and the number four pick, that seems like it would make it more possible because they already have the number one pick.
Yes.
But Chris said it right. Okay, well, you're the Pelicans, aren't you? Like, the reason you have the number one pick is because you weren't very good last year and your best guy just got traded.
So why wouldn't you want to go out and get another good player?
Right.
I just don't. But if it happens, it happens. If it happens, hope Travis and Lloyd Pierce and those guys can pull something like that off. But to me, it just seems like that's because we always thought, me and you, we joked about this earlier. If that would happen with the Knicks, we were like, well, it's the Knicks.
Right.
Of
that's
course
the
that
only
happens.
Justification. You know what I'm saying? The only justification.
But, I mean, I don't understand this Cleveland thing.
Uh-huh.
You know, and then trying to give up K Love with it. And then you look at the Pelicans with number four. Like, I'm curious why. I mean, and it's not like the NFL draft where we got a hard cap. We can't sign all these guys.
Here's why I think why. And I don't know how realistic any of these rumors ever were. I mean, yeah, I think conversations were had
mm-hmm.
with the Knicks, with the Pelicans, with the Cavs. I think all of those conversations happened. But I don't know how close any of it was to ever actually happening.
I don't know.
Reason that it's been talked about is because, well, it's a long time between the lottery and the draft, and people had to come up with something.
Right.
I said it as soon as they traded for number 17, what Chris Vivlamore just told us. Don't be surprised if they make all three of those picks. Because if you hit on one of them, then you get one more starter. You already have three or four starters on your roster right now. You can get one more from this draft, then you're looking pretty good going into free agency.
We'll see.
But that's not sexy and it's not fun.
Oh, no.
And people want the sexy, fun stuff, which is fine. We all want to be sexy and fun. We'll come back and we do. We do. Some of us are, some of us aren't. We'll come back and get to Who Said That right after this on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Hey, you can join 92.9 The Game this Friday from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. That's our new home away from home, Randy. We're going to be broadcasted live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw 10 to 2. Duke Zabel going to be there as well from 2 to 7. Stop by, get your weekend started off right.
Hey, Mike will be here today, so I can talk to Mike about it. There was no Hey Man up there last weekend, so they're going to make sure they're going to have some for us.
It was, I guess, Friday. So popular maybe on the Friday night that they were out of it on Saturday when we were up there.
We need some of that Hey Man.
And then on Saturday, Randy, you and I will be at Twin Peaks and Buckhead.
2 days of Twin Peaks?
That's pretty good.
Can you complain? Y'all make sure y'all come out and holler at us. It was a nice turnout up there in Kennesaw.
Nice.
Make sure y'all come down to Buckhead, hang out with us. Drink some cold ones. Last time it got down to like 26.7 or something.
Yeah, it was very cold. The beer was ice cold. Coldest beer in town. You can also let us know what's on your mind. Solomon Brothers text line open 404-741-0929. An hour away from the AMA. The Wednesday AMA is special because Jason Longshore comes in, hangs out, answers your questions. Jason Longshore will be in studio at 1:20 as well. 1 o'clock, we'll get to what's trending, but right now, Wendy Adams back in studio for Who Said That.
Hold on, why are you sitting over there?
Well, because I have to put the audio from this. There's no audio over here, and I'm closer to you, and you don't want it anymore.
You yelled at her.
Yeah, because you yelled at me, and you didn't want to give me advice. So. No, I'm actually over here because, I mean, believe it or not, the audio doesn't work from every computer here, so you have to sit in special chairs during certain segments.
This computer here that I sit at, the host computer, I used to be able to play audio off of here, and I love it. It was great. So then, you know, especially at night when it was just me and Jarvis, Jarvis had 500 things to do in the other room. I could just take care of that myself in here.
Sure.
And then they disconnected it.
Yeah.
I can't do audio from this computer anymore.
So I have the fancy audio computer over
the
here.
The only one in the room that works is the one that Wendy's in the room. At.
All right, so how this works, I'm going to either play a disguised clip. So I have 4 disguised clips so you don't recognize this person's voice. And I have 2 clips that I'm going to read of whoever said a certain quote. If you know the answer...
I'm trying to get as close as possible now. I keep switching my chair.
Because this is a competition again.
It's a competition.
Oh, that's why you're sweating over there already.
Well, just a sweaty
Everything
guy.
Is a competition no matter what it is. It's a competition. Your names are your buzzers, and we will start with...
Andy.
Andy is your name, yes. Randy, what's your name?
Randy.
Okay, perfect. I'm glad we got this down. Clip number 1. There's 5 total, so there's no ties in this one.
Okay. Right.
And let me tell you what, I'd be an idiot not to make this fight, okay? That would be the easiest fight
Randy.
To ever promote in the
Dana
history
White.
Of my career.
It is Dana White talking about the potential for a Justin Bieber-Tom Cruise fight, and this is what it sounds like when it is not disguised.
And let me tell you what, I'd be an idiot not to make this fight, okay? I didn't think that Floyd and Conor was going to happen, and it did. So let me tell you what, that would be the easiest fight to ever promote in the history of my career.
Does it make me a bad sports fan person in general that I would watch Tom Cruise and Justin Bieber fight?
Oh, I know plenty of people.
I would absolutely watch it.
Why Justin? I told you Justin Bieber gonna run over Ethan Hunt and get rope rusted.
What?
Ethan Hunt. Mission Impossible.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. Got it.
I haven't seen it.
You said that you'd throat thrust Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah.
One of those throat punches. Tom Cruise would demolish Justin Bieber.
I know, but man, I must have missed a couple years out of my life. I must have been just sleeping in a tomb somewhere. When the hell did Justin Bieber get tough?
He didn't.
Because he got some tattoos.
Right.
And like my mama would say about us, in a little chest, you think he could run up on somebody?
He went through a phase.
Man.
And I think he trains like he does, like fighting and just like training.
Okay, see, a lot of folks get they blank knocked
stuff?
Out because of that right there. Because
yes.
they be taking boxing classes,
karate, boxing classes,
and then they can fight.
You get a little confidence.
Oh,
those, I'm really
those
punching
the,
this punching
yeah,
bag.
Yeah, those are the dudes that be sitting on video sleep.
Yeah,
on pavement because they think that they can. And he seemed like he won them cats.
And I would love to see that.
When did he?
I would love to see Justin Bieber getting knocked out.
But I'm wondering, how much would you pay to see that fight? How much are you paying?
How much does the pay-per-view fight cost?
Oh, it depends on the fight, really.
I'd put up like $10 on somebody's pay-per-view party.
What if it was $24.99?
Bring some wings and beer.
We're a fight house, right? I always had the fights and everything.
Yeah,
and everybody,
I know where we're going for the Bieber.
And everybody's like, hey, well, you know, hey, come over, chip in for, you know. Okay, cool. They do that right there. They bring food. I ain't never got money back for the pay-per-view.
They never paid
really?
You
ever.
For the fight?
Ever. Never, ever.
100% guarantee I would pay you.
Never
if I
ever have I gotten like that $50.
Listen, you need to get Venmo, though,
yeah,
on
do
your
you have
phone.
The cash app?
We'll just get you Venmo. It'll be real fast.
No, I'll just have my money.
I don't have cash.
We talked about this earlier.
Go to the ATM.
Randy's the only one that still likes to have cash on the phone.
Yeah.
And he looks at us like we're crazy.
I don't look at you like you're crazy.
The Super Bowl is going to go cashless.
Okay. Hey, that's why I asked the question to the listeners. Who's done that before? How fast does it go?
Yeah. Wait,
but I'm talking about like at halftime in between quarters.
Quick.
Like you were before the game. Yeah. But that's what I'm talking about.
Anyway, I'd
because
like to
no
see
one's
Justin
having
Bieber
to count the change. Yeah, same. And we're watching that at Randy's house. All right, clip
deal,
number.
Settled. You can bring your boyfriend.
When I have one. That Randy just doesn't want me to talk about.
No, he can't right. come in.
No, he can't come in. I can't. Wait. Randy's not going to meet my person until we're actually married
yeah.
at the wedding.
You're going to make him sit outside.
No, yes. Him and Delilah sit out back.
Along with Boone.
Hey, Boone over there. Yeah, y'all go hang out.
They have their own TV. No, all right, in. Here is your second clip.
You just drinking alcohol,
Randy.
Eating dessert.
That's Kawhi Leonard.
That is Kawhi Leonard.
That sounded like the devil.
I'm just drinking alcohol and eating desserts all the time.
He was asked during the championship parade what he's going to eat now because Kawhi eats really healthy and uh-huh. cares about his body during the season. So he's asking the first thing that he would eat and do before. After what?
I'm just drinking alcohol.
Drinking alcohol.
And eating desserts.
I'm mad.
All the time.
There's nothing. There's nothing.
Yes.
That sounds great.
Yeah. I feel like Kawhi's personality is starting to come out more now that he's with the Raptors. We've got a laugh, and now he's going to drink alcohol and eat desserts.
He's drinking some rosé and eating... Some chocolate cake or something like that.
Right now.
Red velvet cake.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, red velvet cake and some rosé.
And I don't want to bring it to your attention, Andy, but you're losing 2-0. So Randy is in the lead.
Damn it.
I know we're having a lot of fun, but it's still a competition.
Okay.
All right, here is your third clip.
He stands up in disgust and puts his hands on his hips and says, "Someone took a dump in the cup." Very well, then, carry on.
I don't know.
No clue.
This is on 929thegame.com.
I have no idea what
faces.
That is. Andy.
If you get this, I'll give you 2 points.
Chris Berman. I don't know who that was.
No.
It sounds like it was a lady.
Do you guys think you could... Oh, you want to take
it sounded like
guess?
It was a lady.
Okay.
Was Hope Solo again?
It was not Hope Solo. I'm going to play the short clip before I play the longer clip of the actual story. But here is the clip undisguised. So if you want to get a point for this one, maybe we can do that.
He stands up in disgust and puts his hands on his hips and says, "Someone took a dump in the cup." Very well then, carry on.
Is that Phil Mickelson?
It is Phil Mickelson.
All right.
Do we give Andy a point for that?
Oh hell no.
Oh.
No, it's no.
I know.
No,
I don't get a point.
I ain't got no point.
So what Phil Mickelson has decided to do is on his Instagram account, he's putting together these short stories, and apparently there was one where they were still golfing, and they had to delay it for the next day. So he saw one of the, I don't know what you call them, like to create the new golf holes.
Greenskeepers
out there digging a hole, and this was, here's 20 seconds of his story.
Okay. I'm on the sixth hole, and the tour official is cutting a new hole. But we haven't finished our round yet. We have to play to the same hole location. So finally, I walk right up close to the edge green, just on the other side of a lake, and I said, "We're not done." He stands up in disgust and puts his hands on his hips and says, "Someone took a dump in the cup." Very well, then, carry on.
So they had to dig a new hole. Because
somebody pooped in the golf hole?
Yeah, someone pooed.
That's disgusting.
So nasty.
Good aim, though.
That's so nasty.
How do you do that?
I couldn't make a putt yesterday, let alone poop in it. Randy made a great putt yesterday. Is that what you wanted me to say?
Oh, yeah. No, I wasn't saying that. I was saying I won the game. But, yeah, I told you, the only putt I had of the day, it was probably about a 25-footer,
too. Oh, you drained it.
It's like 25-footer.
Center cut,
baby.
Randy won one putt the whole round.
Yep. The rest of them, I was like, you know what?
It was the best putt
because
I've ever seen.
I don't do path golf, all right? That's too much damn walking for my golf ball. It's too far. So I was like, okay. So up there at that golf course where I'm at, it's about 10 balls just in the middle of the fairway. Because I'm like, I'm not riding all the way over there to get it.
Yeah, the Bobby Jones, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boring.
Pass.
Boring.
Hard pass. Sorry, Bobby Jones Golf Course.
Yeah.
Probably not coming back.
Probably not as sorry as the Phil Mickelson course. That
not
he was
as
playing
sorry
on.
As no. that guy, though.
The poor Green
Thank
keeper.
You, Wendy. Randy won. I lose.
That's okay.
There we go. We'll come back and get to what's trending to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Jason Longshore going to join us in half an hour from right now as well. Atlanta United won last night. Don't go anywhere. Final hour coming up next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.